This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them. Brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. The Three Rivers Alliance is a Colorado nonprofit corporation created by landowners in the Republican River Basin, and the group's mission statement is short: to sustain vibrant, natural, and human communities of the Republican River Basin by promoting good stewardship of its land, water, and wildlife. It's another example of landowner conservation partnerships. People, often neighbors, getting together to address common goals or challenges.
It all kind of started in 2008. I think there's 6 or 8 local ranchers kind of got together to discuss what problems we had on our riparian land. We were all on one of the three forks of the Republican River.
That's Dana Shaw. He's a rancher at Joe's in northeast Colorado and president of the Three Rivers Alliance.
We decided to form a nonprofit organization and go for grant money to get money in to take care of down deadwood and invasive species, stuff like that.
You'll get another perspective from Bill Noonan.
It's a landowner-developed grassroots organization that is trying to find ways to create economic and environmental sustainability in their work area, which is the Arickaree Republican Drainage of Colorado.
Noonan is Colorado coordinator of U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's Partners for Fish and Wildlife program. The Three Rivers Alliance has created partnerships with numerous groups.
Partners for Fish and Wildlife Program, it's Colorado Parks and Wildlife, it's Rocky Mountain Bird Observatory, it's Natural Resources Conservation Service, the Nature Conservancy, and of course the landowners that comprise the Three River Alliance.
The Alliance helps landowners with the nuts and bolts of habitat restoration by gaining access to resources to help with the removal of invasive species and manage weeds and to undertake riparian restoration.
There's expertise, whether it's agricultural or wildlife or groundwater hydrology, that you can tap into with these varied partnerships.
Bill Noonan says there's real benefit to having technical and financial input from various sources.
Getting the job done with a mix of funds from a variety of organizations, nonprofits, government organizations, foundations, is the way things tend to be going. And my personal opinion, it leads to a better designed, more well-thought-out effort that will probably have more sustainability.
The group and its partners help landowners apply for government and private grants to serve those objectives, but besides the nuts and bolts of habitat restoration and improvement, the Alliance is, quoting from the mission statement, demonstrating its ability to convene important discussions and get people to pull together in the same direction on the same issue.
Started a few conversations, particularly in the arena of water conservation, that have gotten other groups involved in discussing it with the state.
Dana Shaw says one priority is groundwater conservation.
And that's a hot button issue right in this area. The Ogallala Aquifer is pumping down, and there's been lawsuits between Kansas, Nebraska, and Colorado on compact compliance. So we've got a long ways to go, but at least people are thinking about it now.
Bill Noonan perfectly sums up the Three Rivers Alliance.
They're looking for both economic and environmental sustainability to preserve their preferred way of life.
You've been listening to Playa Country, a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains. This program is made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures. Learn more about landowner conservation partnerships and listen to archived episodes of this program on the website playacountry.org. That's Playa Country, P-L-A-Y-A, playacountry.org.